Prescriptions for Justice. Welcome, my friends, to Prescriptions for Justice. It's our goal to inform you in these programs about issues beyond the promotional spots that surround and nearly drowned out commercial television. Most people want drug ads off television. Why are they aimed at the public? Doctors are already served by sales staff that give away samples, trips, and costly seminars. But beyond the technical audience of doctors, the simple answer is that they want the public to clamor for more drugs when they visit their family physician. And as the disclaimers have gotten longer and longer, it begs the question, do you know if you're allergic to any of the thousands of ingredients of drug X, Y, or Z? How would you even know, since you aren't a chemist or an allergy specialist? And besides, you don't know what chemical compounds constitute brand new, slightly tested drug X that has been molecularly constructed to attack the factor XA in your circulatory system. We want to discuss with you some of the issues that face those of us who experience the healthcare system without medical training, armed only with common sense and good judgment, and possibly long forgotten high school health class. Truth be told, that is nowhere near the danger we face every day. When drug companies do their testing on us, by the way, they typically test their own drugs. No self-interest in the equation, right? And when they test for drug interaction, they typically only test one or two drugs together, not the three, four, or more that many people take. And the wide range of dietary and exercise that adds additional complexity to the drug interaction, well, that's just not in the equation. Today's episode raises some of the issues that have arisen surrounding the use of a new VTE drug, venous thromboembolism. Today's episode raises some of the issues that have arisen surrounding the use of the new VTE drugs, that's venous thromboembolism, Xarelto, also known as rivaroxaban, and others in the family of factor XA inhibitors, rivaroxaban, apixaban, and dabigatran. These anticoagulants, which means they inhibit the formation of clots, were constructed molecule by molecule to overcome the limitations of earlier treatment systems that were fraught with delivery issues and required extensive and meticulous testing and monitoring to ensure that even the bare minimum of safety standards were met. The regimen required to deliver and apply those drugs almost always required a hospital stay, and the drug companies required a more convenient, less onerous approach. This, they said, was essential to open up the target user base and reduce the costs of monitoring and testing that would then allow them to increase the market for an easy-to-deliver oral anticoagulant. It would allow physicians and hospitals to prescribe anticoagulants on an outpatient basis. This would provide a new set of tools and a new expanded user base. It's especially been useful in knee and hip surgeries. In the past, earlier drugs used to limit clotting were the vitamin K antagonists, or VKAs, such as warfarin. These were the only oral anticoagulants available for long-term treatment. However, these drugs have several characteristics that complicate their use in routine clinical practice, including a slow onset of action, a narrow therapeutic index, and a requirement to monitor a wide variety of dietary and drug interactions. This range of variable anticoagulant responses, and also a requirement for frequent anticoagulation monitoring, lest a proper and therapeutic level of anticoagulant response tip over and become a life-threatening and hemorrhage-inducing mortality event. Initially, evidence looked favorable for this new and experimental. Initially, evidence looked favorable for this new experimental class of quickly approved anticoagulant agents. However, 2 years from conception to approval may have allowed a potentially unstable and unreliable tool into the pharmacopoeia. Rivaroxaban is the only new oral anticoagulant approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for prophylaxis of DVT, that's deep vein thrombosis, which may lead to PE, that's pulmonary embolism. In adults, rivaroxaban is the only new oral anticoagulant approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for prophylaxis of DVT, that's deep vein thrombosis, which may lead to PE or pulmonary embolism in adults undergoing hip or knee replacement. The characteristics of rivaroxaban and apixaban and dabigatran compare favorably with the established oral anticoagulant warfarin. These new oral delivered agents provide several advantages over the formal treatment warfarin. These include fast acting, a wider therapeutic window, reduced or lower interpatient variability, and, within the limits of current testing, little drug or diet issue. These strengths allow these new compounds to be delivered in established doses without close monitoring, making them much more convenient than warfarin in the outpatient modality. The problems that were first seen in the initial generation of anticoagulant treatment systems have yet persisted, and despite some initial testing, additional studies have been deemed required to find the most efficacious antidote to the dangerous problem of excessive bleeding. Tissue and organ damage has resulted. Some of these typical yet dangerous side effects reported are, and by the way, these symptoms are seen in less than 10% of users, major, even fatal bleeding, fainting, numbness, itching, pain in the legs and arms, muscle pain, feeling sick, indigestion, stomach upset, feeling dizzy, tired, or faint, changes in some blood tests, even high temperatures, also swollen feet or ankles, and itchy rash. Some people do tolerate the drugs differently. Not all patients will suffer the same side effects. It's widely believed among researchers that controlled clinical trials are urgently needed to establish doses and clinical efficacy of potential reversal agents, and that's the critical fact. Xarelto has produced significant cases of liver damage, and another in a series of life-threatening complications arising from its use. Xarelto, a potential lethal agent, has been shown to cause, in some percentage of individuals, both potential liver damage and serious hepatic injuries in a population of patients who have used it. Controversial and fast-acting, it can be a non-reversible and potentially quite dangerous blood thinner, which has recently associated with several cases of serious and even lethal bleeding accidents. Additional, potentially serious, even fatal side effects are still under current post-marketing investigation. Among the serious reactions of this rush-to-market blood thinner is the risk of significant liver damage or even failure reported when this drug has been used. Different, distinctly different from earlier drugs used in similar ways, for example, warfarin, there is no efficacious antidote available to reverse this blood thinner's effect. Again, a critical fact. Once a potentially fatal bleeding event begins, physicians have virtually no tool to reverse the potentially life-threatening effects of severe injury or even death. No effort, scientific, research, or even legal, should be spared to ensure that these products are brought to further study and that no humans suffer from untested and unsafe drug systems. Some have warned the drug may cause irreversible internal bleeding that can lead to hospitalization and death. And as the ad suggests, please contact us if you've experienced death from these treatment delivery systems. This has been Richard Spezak for Prescriptions for Justice. Tune in again for Prescriptions for Justice. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next time on Prescriptions for Justice.